Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The New Testament warns us in the last days there'd be those who would have a form of godliness but would deny what? The power. As long as you're talking and you're talking wisdom and understanding about redemption and about the plan of God, fine, but don't talk about the power. The power. Oh, no, y'all are getting eccentric now. Y'all are getting off. Y'all are getting extreme. Really? Our faith is not just supposed to be in men's talk and ideas. Our faith is in the power of God. Amen. Now, words are important. You know that. But it's a vehicle that God uses to get faith in you. It wasn't just talk that got you born again. It was the power of God that caused you to be born again. And it's not just talk. Talk. It's the power of God that heals your body, that sets your mind free. Yes. Somebody say, I have faith in the power of God. Come on, say it out loud another couple of times. Say it with me. I have faith in the power of God. Another time. I have faith in the power of God. Not just in people's talk and ideas and their take on religion. And I have faith in the power. The power changes things. There's a lot of people who don't. They have a form of godliness, but they deny. You start talking about power, they're like, what? You felt something? Yeah. It did a miracle? What? Oh, that's strange. Shouldn't be. It's the Bible. It's the New Testament. It's how it's always been. Power. It was power that split the Red Sea. It was power that caused fire to fall and burn up the sacrifices with Elijah. Power. Power that shut the lions' mouths. Power that sustained the three Hebrew children in the midst of the fiery furnace. Somebody say power. 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 It was power that healed these people's bodies, raised the dead in Jesus' ministry, and raised Him from the dead. Yes. Somebody say power. 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 I have faith in the power. It shouldn't be strange to us. For centuries, nobody believed in electricity. Anybody that tried to describe it, even scientists, were ridiculed. Are you crazy? Are you nuts? Yeah, there's power in the air. And if you just know how to harness it, it could do things. People go, you're nuts. You're loopy. But was it right?
Right.
I mean, you know, you can drag your foot across the carpet and touch something. What? Power.
Pew.
Well, where'd that come from? It's here. It's here. And over the centuries, God's allowed man to have knowledge. We've been able to harness it. We got it running our lights right now. Is that right? Running our air conditioning, running our TV stuff. Power. Power. Well, God put it here. He has power. Healing power. Well, when this woman, go back to Mark 5, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and did what? Touched His garment. Others say His robe. Others say the hem, the border of His clothes. She touched His clothes. When she heard of Jesus, she didn't just have a dead faith. Sat in her house and thought, isn't that something? Well, what them people talking about those meetings? That is something else. Reckon it could be so. No. She decided, that's true. And I'm going to go get me some of that. And in her weakened, remember, she's been through everything in the world for 12 years, constantly bleeding. She's got to be weak. In her weakened, sick condition, she gets herself up, gets herself dressed, gets out the door, finds out where Jesus is. And when she gets there, there's this massive crowd. Massive crowd. And she has to push and shove an inch and get through and push and get through and push. You reckon she felt like doing that?
No.
A lot of folks said, I don't like being around crowds and I feel so bad. Well, stay at home and die. I'm serious. That's it. No faith, no receive. Because you already know the doctors can't help you. No. When you start believing, you stop making excuses. I said, when you start believing, you stop making excuses. She got up. She pushed her way through and touched the hem of his garment. Verse 28. For she said, she what?
She said.
She what?
She said.
Is her faith dead?
No.
No. How do we know it's living faith? Because she said and she touched. She said and she did. She believed it so much, it got her up, it got her dressed, it got her out of the house, it got her to find him, it got her through the crowd, it got her to touch, it got her to say. If you believe it and you act on it, that's when things happen. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Another translation said she kept saying it. She kept saying it. Back up and look at what she's saying. She's pushing through. If I can just touch. 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 If I can touch. If I can touch. If I can touch. If I can just touch, I'm going to be healed. 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 Yeah, but what if it's not the will of God? What if it's not God's timing? What if God's teaching her something through this hemorrhage? Yeah, thank God nobody told her that. Jesus is not having a healing meeting. He's just going down the road. She didn't even ask if it'd be okay. She just came and took a healing. If I can touch, I'll be whole. If I can touch, I'll be whole. Keep going. And straightway, how did she receive? According to her faith. What did her faith say? When I touch. Well, come on, everybody listening?
Yes.
When I touch, I'll be healed.
That's right.
What happened? When she touched, she was healed. When? When she touched. When she said she's going to be healed. When she touched. When was she healed? When she touched. What'd she say? When I touch, I'll be healed. Straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that what she had been going through for the last 12 years and nobody could help her with and no money could fix, she was healed of that plague.
Amen.
Happy day. Happy day. Oh, somebody say healed, healed, healed. Glory to God. Keep going. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue, that's the word for dunamis, power, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?
That's right.
Very specific.
That's right.
Not who touched me, who touched my clothes. Because
right.
Why? Because that's what she did.
Right.
Why'd she do that? Because that's what she said. If I just touch his clothes. How much faith does it take? If I can just touch his clothes. He said, somebody touch my clothes. He perceived. The disciples said, you see the multitude thronging you and sayest thou, who touched me? Now here we see how precious and rare faith actually is. How many people touched him that day? How many of them were healed and delivered that we know of? Just going down the road with all these people touching him, we have no other record. We'd have to add to the scriptures. Could those other people have believed and received?
Yes.
Was the power there?
Yes.
Latent, not manifesting, but it was there. Just like the power to be saved is in every meeting. Don't even have to be in a meeting. Is that right? You can be on the side of the road.
That's right.
By yourself. Kneel down and accept Jesus. The power of God will work right there. Cause you to be born again. It's like electricity is everywhere. They said, multitudes thronging you. What are you saying? Who touched me? He looked round about. He acted like he didn't even hear them. He said, who was it? Who touched me? And if you read the other accounts, it said, when all denied. Well, that's everybody. And we know people are touching him everywhere. So we got a bunch of liars in the crowd. Who touched me? And everybody's going, I know. I don't know. I didn't know. No. And I guess he must have seen her and she went, What? But he wouldn't quit. He said, come on. Who touched me? Somebody touched me. I know it. I know it. And the disciples are going, Master, what do you mean? He said, somebody touched me. Who touched me? Come on. Come on, talk to me. Who touched me? And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, see, she didn't even ask. He's not having a healing meeting. He didn't ask for anybody to come up to be prayed for. She didn't ask if it was the will of God. She didn't ask anything. She just came and took one. And probably one, the reason she's so reluctant is she's thinking, maybe he wants it back. Oh, I don't know. I didn't even ask. And she's having all these thoughts. I don't want to lose it. So he said, no. She came, fell down before him, told him all the truth. And he said, it's not always the will of God now. You shouldn't just come in here, assume, no. I can see him smiling. Can you? Yes. Daughter, your faith. What did he say? Well, we know it was the power that caused the work, but he didn't even emphasize the power. He didn't talk about the anointing that was on him. He didn't talk about the will of God. Why? Because it was just the power. Everybody that would have touched accidentally would have been healed too. If it was just the will of God, it would have happened for everybody. Why did it happen for her? Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me